I think that one of the most interesting things that we've seen over the last few months has been that Trump has largely abandoned almost everything he said he was going to do, and has instead, he's basically adopted a highly conventional foreign policy, which is staffed by conventional types of foreign policy personnel, and has largely banished the non-traditional people who populated his campaign. This is a work in progress, but as my friend Dan Dresner said in the Washington Post today, basically Donald Trump fought the foreign policy blob, and the blob won. Now, this doesn't mean that this will never change. As Matt said, the team is still in formation. Many of the worst members of the early administration have been forced out. There's still some there who would like to do things very, very differently. McMaster can't stand them, and so presumably they'll be gone. But we don't know that. And what many people fear is if there is a major terrorist attack in the United States, that this will unleash the worst instincts of the administration, the things that they were not able to do initially, they will suddenly find themselves able to do. I think this is a legitimate concern because I think that the instincts and the political logic of it is very clear, and it's something that I and others are following and looking at quite carefully. But I would conclude by simply saying that despite our very real fears based on campaign rhetoric and personnel, almost none of it has actually materialized. And what Trump has ended up doing has been, to this point at least, pursuing essentially Obama's policy on almost all of these issues. And I think that that's a good thing.